Welcome, everybody, back to the Hard Hit Podcast on Everything Unscripted Network. My two co-hosts are Doug and Cliff. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's going to be a very talkative show. We have a lot to get into. Before we get started, Doug, would you do the honors and do the plugs, please?
All right, listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday, Friday night, Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms, usually around 10:15, 10:20-ish Eastern time. I don't know if they're doing shows this week. They may do a show tomorrow night. I don't think they're going to do one on – well, Boxman might. I don't – well, anyway, I'm not going to get into it. Why or why not he would celebrate Christmas, start our war between our people. So make sure you listen to them. Listen to us, usually on Friday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. This Friday, we will not be doing a regular show. However, we will be doing something for the Patreon. Wonder Woman 84 comes out on Friday on HBO Max. Daniel is planning on watching it when it comes out.
Okay.
And then after the movie is over, we will be doing a review. Now, we will be on the air this Saturday. We're not sure the time yet. For the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, we will be reviewing WWF Coliseum Home Videos Super Tape Volume 1. It can be found on the network. It's a fun show, and basically we're going to be paying tribute to Zeus Tiny Lister. So we got that to look forward to. Listen to Controlled Chaos, 5 p.m. Eastern time on Sundays, blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. I do not know what Daniel is doing this Sunday. I don't even know if he knows, and right now he's taking a nap, so I can't really ask him. And I'm not waking him up to ask him, because it's like waking up a bear. We are now on the Patreon, patreon.com/EUpodcast. We already have some shows up there. We're actually going to be recording another show for the Patreon tonight. We will be doing a tier list of WWF or WWE, WWF rivalries. So basically to finish off the rivalry series that we have been doing. For anybody that has been following along. And if you haven't been following along, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah.
So, join us tonight. So tonight it'll be myself, Eric, Daniel, Clinton will be joining us, and maybe Stevie, if anybody can get a hold of him.
Stevie said yes.
All right, then he's on.
Getting
there
right
you
into
have
it. Thank you, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
And
obviously, don't forget to listen to this show on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
About that one, right? Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the last Thursday night. The Chargers and Raiders played pretty good game. They went to overtime. The Chargers beat the Raiders 30-27. This was an entertaining game. Derek Carr got injured, and the return of Mariota Mania came back. He actually played a pretty good game, and he's probably going to start the rest of the season. According to Raiders fan.
That means the Raiders aren't going to the playoffs.
Oh, Raiders,
yeah, they played
the
Dolphins
chance
on Saturday, so.
Yeah, well, they technically, they're not officially eliminated yet. Look, the Raiders don't.
I mean, they could be eliminated on Saturday, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, and I know you guys, Clintus, I know you definitely know the scenarios more than we do. But, I mean, the Raiders are the team that needs a lot of help. Because not only
right.
do they have to technically win out, but they also have to hope that Baltimore goes on the schneid.
Yeah.
They do.
Because, but Baltimore's last two games are against the Giants and Bengals, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
And they're hot right now, so.
Yeah, they're hot right now. So basically what needs to happen, I mean, I personally think that this last playoff spot is going to go between Baltimore and Miami.
Yeah. And the other two
and
will
gonna
be. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, and Miami holds the spot right now, right?
Yeah, they're in the seventh.
Okay, they hold the spot right now, so technically they have to make sure they beat the Raiders, and then they just have to hope that Buffalo just tosses them one.
And beat the...
Really, you did not get the metaphor?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No.
Oh my God, you do spend too much time with Joe. Yes, they play at the end of the season. So they should they need to hope that Buffalo just says fuck it and just lets them win. That's what tosses them one means.
Duh.
Quit hanging out with stupid people. It's really doing something to you.
Oh, wow. That means you won't be hanging out with you a lot, then. What do you think?
He's not even allowed to come over here, so of course he's not hanging out with me.
Oh, man.
We hang out.
But so Miami basically has to, because Miami's got the tougher schedule.
Yeah, because they have the Raiders and Bills, so.
Right, and the Raiders are still trying to cling on to something, even though they need the most help, because not only do they need to win out, but they also have to hope that Miami and Baltimore. I mean, I think, isn't it like they need Miami and Baltimore to lose both games?
Yeah, because they all need to finish 9-7.
Yeah. So, also, one thing I did notice about, what you think about the overtime, about Justin Herbert leaving the touchdown, leading that final touchdown drive. After missing two potentially go-ahead field goals.
That was incredible. I mean, at first he didn't get the touchdown, and then he had the awareness to see the end zone underneath, and he still was able to get the touchdown. I was impressed by the way the Chargers played.
Right. Oh, before we get too very far along, and Eric, you've already forgotten about this, we do need to mention, you know, the passing of Kevin Green.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Green last night passed away at the age of 56, I believe. 58. 58. He played with the Steelers, the Panthers, the Rams, I believe.
Well, he started with the Rams.
Okay.
He played for the Rams, the Steelers, the Panthers, and then the 49ers.
Okay.
And he actually went to the Super Bowl with the Steelers.
But he didn't win it with the Steelers, right? That's the year they didn't win it.
No, that's the year that they lost to Dallas.
Okay. Yeah, he's well known for being a Steeler and a Panther. He's also well known he was in WCW for a little bit. He had a rivalry. He was in the storyline with McMichael, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he feuded. Well, first of all, him and Mongo were tag team partners at the Great American Bash in 96, and then Mongo turned on him to become a horseman because Mongo basically had already retired and was looking for something else to do, so they decided to wrestle. Kevin Green was still technically in his career, you know, in the middle of his NFL career, so he could do – it was funny back then, like, back in, like, the off seasons of football, like, especially because Bischoff had a good enough relationship with a lot of these sports leagues, like the NFL and NFL and NBA, mainly, you know, NFL, NBA, like he could get away with a lot of that stuff, or not get away with a lot of that stuff, but he could cut like a lot of deals to get guys in, like especially during their off seasons.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So, and one of the things was Kevin Green was a wrestling fan. So when the opportunity kind of, you know, came his way, he says, well, "Hell, I'll do it," because you know he grew up, he was a Ric Flair fan. So getting to, you know, work with Flair was kind of a dream of his. And then, he made the transition. I mean, the only reason why he stopped is because the NFL then, after Bischoff started kind of losing his power in WCW, the NFL is just like, all right, you can't do this because, you know, you're getting older. Therefore, you could get hurt easier. So,
right.
We're gonna limit what you're doing.
Wow.
Or go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say he just retired like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, and he was inducted into the Hall of Fame like 4 years ago, into the NFL Hall of Fame. So, I mean. So he's one of those guys. He had a lot of personality. He was always very fired up. He was actually when him and Goldberg, because him and Goldberg both got drafted to the Rams at the same time.
Oh, wow.
They were part of that same draft class, and they were going to be on the same defensive line. Actually, Goldberg may have been an offensive lineman. I can't remember. But, you know, they were both on the Rams. They were actually roommates.
Wow. They were actually good friends.
Yeah. So, Kevin Green, this is kind of a blow.
Yeah, it was.
So, definitely
No, go ahead.
I'm just going to quit interrupting me.
Sorry.
Rest in peace definitely to Kevin Green. I mean, this is something, I mean, out of all the deaths that have happened, like, you know, in the sports and entertainment world over the last few weeks, you know, that the ones that we've covered, I mean, this one and the Pat Patterson one, I think hurt the most.
Yeah. He was beloved, especially in Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, and don't forget, for a while, too, he was the Green Bay Packers linebacker coach.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, right. I forgot about that one. And he was, when did he retire? Did he play with Big Ben and stuff?
No, he didn't play with Ben. See, he was in the Steelers back in, like, 95, 96. And then he got traded to the Panthers in 96 and then played with them for a couple of seasons and then went to San Francisco in 98.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, and then he returned. He played to the Panthers twice, 96, and then 98, 99. Okay. So he retired after the... He retired in 2000, okay. I thought he retired. So he's older than I thought. Wow. Yeah, rest in peace and thoughts and prayers to his family. And we don't know the cause of death yet, right?
Not that I've heard.
Yeah, when I heard that, I said, "Oh wow!" And then I messaged you, and
yeah.
And did you find
yeah, no,
when
the,
did you
yeah,
find
no,
out?
The, right?
Oh, sorry, Doug.
I was just gonna say, yeah, this one hurt.
Yeah. Well, let's take a moment of silence and for Kevin Green. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Clinton, when did you find out about this?
Well, I really found out about like during the games or whatnot. Like, that's when I found out about it.
Yeah, I mean, you're covering it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, obviously they covered it during the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah.
That's when I found out about it. So.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's sad.
It is, and he was young. Man.
He's only
so many 58,
for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Yeah, we've lost a lot of people this year. It's been a sad year.
Yeah. Well, think of how many deaths we've had to cover in like the last, what, 2 months?
Yeah, I know, right?
3 months almost?
Tracy Smothers, Pat Patterson.
Yeah, when we and animal episode we did a few months ago or a couple months ago.
Animal, yep. Animal. Well,
I mean, we're covering Zeus this week.
Zeus. That's four wrestlers right there. Wow.
Yeah. And so, and obviously, I think we should do something, and we'll talk about this later, but we should do something on the Patreon for Kevin Green.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was going to ask you guys if you want to do something like that. Because he was involved in wrestling too, so.
Yeah.
Tie that in. Do you think it had any effect on the Steelers last night? I mean, I'm sure.
No, I think the Steelers downslide, and this is what I was telling, gonna say to you guys before we went on air. Here's my theory about the Steelers right now. I think they're tanking on purpose.
So what makes you think they're tanking on purpose?
All right, so there is a possibility that there's a possibility that the Browns get a chance at the division, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And if the Browns get a chance at the division, obviously that Week 17 game against the Steelers is probably going to be prime time, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened the last time the Steelers and the Browns met, you know, earlier in the season?
Steelers blew them out.
All right. The Browns got the hell beat out of them, right?
Right.
Yep.
All right.
What
happened the last time they met in prime time, which was last year?
Steelers beat them?
Yeah, well, you had the whole... Well, no, the Browns beat them, but the whole Miles Garrett with the whole swinging the helmet thing happened.
Okay. Miles Garrett almost killed Mason Rudolph, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Did Myles Garrett play in the first game?
Yeah, I think he did.
Okay. But here's the thing. It'll be back on prime time. The Browns are on a roll. And they have a shot at beating, or they have a shot at winning the division. So my theory here is that the Steelers are taking on purpose to give the Browns a false sense of security. So when they get to prime time, week 17, they can beat the hell out of them. And by the way, embarrass them on prime time like the Browns did to them last year.
You're on to something, Doug.
That's an interesting theory, but I doubt it.
I mean, it's just a theory. I mean, I mean, you have to really like overthink it. Like, you'd have to really think about it in order to be like, oh, well, that could possibly be it. But I don't know. Something just tells me is that because the Steelers can't be this bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. You saw that hit on that Juju Smith Juju took last night after his TikTok dance on the Bengals. He did.
When did Juju start doing that?
I have no idea when. I didn't know he was doing it. I just heard the commentators, like, and I saw a video of it.
But yeah, no. I mean, that's like my theory, is that like Pittsburgh wants the game against the Browns in prime time so they can whack them again, but this time, you know, do it in prime time and embarrass them like they got embarrassed last year.
Well, the South Carolina didn't really get embarrassed last year, though. It's not like the Browns actually blew them out last year.
I think he means that they got embarrassed with the whole helmet thing.
Mm.
Right, Doug?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Now, do you think they would bring in Mason Rudolph for one play?
If they were winning, yeah.
Just for the analysis, just to mention it.
Yeah, I mean, if they're winning, yeah.
I think that's going to be the prime time game anyway. It's heading that way.
Well, it's either going to be that, or it might be Washington and Philadelphia too.
Yeah,
I was
thinking that too.
Depending on what happens
to NFC.
I think that's depending on how the Giants do on because of late. I think both those games, no matter how you look at it, will both be moved to 4:00. Either way.
Now,
but
there's actually a possibility, and I heard. Oh, go ahead, Clinton. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was going to go into it, but yeah, it is a possibility that almost everybody, the division's still wide open. All four teams are still qualified to win. For the Eagles to win the division, they need to win out. They need to, the Giants to lose out. They need the Cowboys to lose out. And the Washington to lose out. Washington clinch the division with a win and the Giants loss. That will give Washington the East title right then and there. But which is kind of funny because Dwayne Haskins won't be playing this weekend.
He's not playing, or is he playing?
Yeah, it looks like he might be getting suspended for what I about the video that went viral of a film party in a nightclub without a mask on.
Is Alex Smith going to be able to come back then?
We do not know. No words.
Well, because it would either be him or Kyle Allen, right?
I think it'll probably be Kyle Allen that'll be starting against Carolina this week. If they should decide to fine or suspend Dwayne Haskins for violating mask rules protocols.
Wow. Okay. Breaking news
right
there.
So, I mean, Washington, technically, if they win this week and the Giants lose, they'll still be ahead.
Yeah, and Washington will have the East title.
All right, so all they have to do is beat Carolina?
They'll beat Carolina and have the Giants lose
Baltimore.
To Baltimore.
Baltimore, right?
Right.
Yep. Wow. That's interesting.
Now, is there a possibility that there may not be a Week 17 game or a Week 17 primetime game? Because I heard Mike Florio and Chris Sims talking about it, saying that if nothing is good enough, if, like, there's no, like, winner in scenarios or no division titles that still have to be decided, you know, they might not even have a Week 17 primetime.
Well, he did it before.
They did?
Yeah. Like,
yeah,
that
was just a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, it was like 2 years ago. They canceled. It was too many games that they couldn't decide, so he decided just to end them all at 4:00.
Right. Isn't that the year that it was Carolina versus Atlanta or something, and both teams sucked, but somebody had to win the South?
Is that, and then also you had the Eagles. It was the Eagles winning it, and the Eagles needed Minnesota to lose to
I remember that, yes. Yeah.
Was that 16 or 17? Was that even
–
or that may have been 2015,
that
right?
That was 18.
18? 18.
Yeah.
That was the year that the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, no, that year that was Indianapolis and Tennessee were the Sunday night game.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh, I'll pull it up and see.
Because I remember that game because I was on my phone with my dad throughout the entire game. We were actually doing play-by-play.
Was that a blowout or was that a good game?
I think it was a good game because that was Andrew Luck's last year playing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it looks like it was 2017, yeah. Wasn't for the South because both that in 2017, and I don't have Showtime, so it doesn't tell me the Sunday night games.
Okay, yeah. I mean, because I remember there not being a Sunday night game one of those seasons.
Yeah.
It might have been the year after the Eagles won.
No.
No,
if
it was 2017,
that was the year
the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I remember that because Buffalo got in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo backdoored in.
And they played, who did they play that year? Is that the year I went to your house?
No. That was the year that they played Jacksonville.
Okay.
Oh, I know what happened.
After.
No, one of the reasons why they didn't have a Sunday night game is because it was New Year's Eve.
Oh yeah.
I think couldn't have a New Year. They couldn't have a game on Sunday night.
It was New Year's Eve. Let's see.
I mean, they say it was because there was no interesting game, but it was also because it was fucking New Year's Eve.
Yeah, after 2017. Yeah, you're right, Doug. It was 2017 and there was no Sunday night game.
Yeah, and I think it was because it was New Year's Eve.
Probably was. What else? Saturday games. Buffalo and Denver, and then. Oh, go ahead, Clemens. Sorry.
Well, yeah, I was going to say we're going to go to Buffalo, Denver. We can get into some crazy points like that, like 25 years since Buffalo will have won the division title.
Yeah.
Josh Allen wasn't even born yet.
Daniel wasn't born yet, right?
No. Daniel was born in 97.
Were you born yet, Alexander?
Yep, I was.
I was just gonna say, Clint, you're only a year younger than me, right?
Right.
Okay, so I thought Clint was still in his 20s.
No.
Now, for some reason, I thought.
Anyway, because, you know, we really haven't really talked about anything useful in the last few minutes. The whole Buffalo thing, here's the funny thing, is that Buffalo is kind of breaking a curse here, or not even necessarily a curse, but kind of breaking the trend. You know, everybody's so used to New England dominating the division, and now Buffalo is coming in and – I don't know if I necessarily believe that they're a Super Bowl contender, but they're really making the Buffalo fans believe in the team again.
Yeah. I like what they're doing. They're playing. They're well coached. Their defense is solid. Their offense is good. They have a good head on their shoulders right now.
They scared me for a little bit in the game in Denver because of the penalties, and it's just like, all right, you're letting Denver hang on a little bit too much. But then finally, you know, they finally blew past him, and it's like, all right, well, this is what should have happened. Because I was worried about this game.
Yeah, I was saying last week this could be a trap game because they have New England Nets.
Right. And here's the thing. Now Buffalo is the two seed. And, of course, this is the first year that the two seeds don't matter.
Yeah.
So are you trying to say you'd rather have back the old playoff format than having the extra wild card then?
I like having, you know, more teams in the playoffs because it gives out more opportunities. But I'm just saying is that, like, of course, when Buffalo makes it as the two seed, that's when it really doesn't matter. Like, only the one seed matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and here's the thing. If Buffalo remains the two seed, which is possible because if they keep winning and Pittsburgh loses to Indianapolis on Sunday – and then loses to Cleveland the following week, which very well could happen. And Buffalo just keeps winning, which, you know, they might. I have a feeling they're gonna, you know, try against New England Monday night, and I do think they can beat New England.
They want to make a statement against New England.
They want to sweep New England. I don't think they give a damn about the Miami game though.
No. But they might play them in the first round again.
And that's the thing, is that, well, I mean, if they play them in the first round, don't you want – do you want to lose to them on purpose in the last game of the season and then have to play them again in that first round with Miami having the momentum?
Well, it depends on how you look at it.
No.
If you're losing on purpose, it's like you're basically saying, okay, I'm not playing your starters, but you're going to treat it like a preseason game. Preseason means nothing. It's just a game to get out of because you have to play. And that's what that can be. So who really cares who wins? Well, yes, it's a regular season, so it's going to be like, well, aha, I beat you, but who did you really beat? Did you really beat the Buffalo Bills, or did you really just beat like a bunch of TT players scripting plays getting ready for you next week?
I mean,
yeah, Miami can't do that themselves.
And
they need
so
to win.
In this case, it's like Buffalo has like pick your poison because either they can throw the game to have the official rematch, or they can eliminate Miami out of the playoffs and worry about facing Baltimore the following week.
Right, because Baltimore's going to be the 7. Here's the thing that worries me. If Buffalo were the 3, they'd probably be playing Indianapolis. Okay? Unless Indianapolis somehow does win the division. But right now, Indianapolis is the 6. Here's the thing, and here's another little history lesson. Frank Reich, the Indianapolis head coach, at one time was a Buffalo hero.
Yep.
All right. They love him. They love him in that city, and they still love him. I mean, they still love him there. And it's been 27 years.
Yep, 1993.
So, it's one of those games. It's going to be like one of those games to where, I mean, I'm going to have a hard time rooting for, you know, just rooting for one team because I love both teams.
Yeah.
I know you got, I know Philadelphia fans have a soft spot for Frank Reich.
Yes, we do. We don't know what Carson Wentz does.
And here's the thing. I want Frank Reich to succeed as the Indianapolis head coach. But also, you know, here's the thing. I would love it, and I don't know if it's necessarily mathematically possible. As a matter of fact, I actually don't think it is. But I would love it if somehow the AFC Championship game was Buffalo and Indianapolis.
And then there could be a way.
Only if Buffalo's the 2 seed, right?
I think so. And Indy has to win division. Which, again, that's possible because Tennessee has Green Bay this week.
Well, no, because then if Tennessee wins the division, would they be 3 or 4? Or, I mean, Indianapolis,
4.
I mean. All right, so if Indianapolis wins the division, they would probably be the 4, right?
Unless they beat Pittsburgh, and they would have the tiebreaker over Pittsburgh, and they'll be 3. All
right, so what would happen there is that they would end up meeting – Buffalo and Indianapolis would end up meeting in the divisional if they both survived.
Yeah, because Chiefs would play the lower seed.
Right, which would be either Tennessee or Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to call it right now. Either Buffalo or Indianapolis are going to be in that AFC Championship game.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I don't see anybody else.
Okay.
Because the 7 seed is going to be hard. They can't get to the AFC Championship game without beating the Chiefs.
So you think Kansas City is not going to make it to the AFC Championship?
What? No, it could be Kansas City versus Buffalo.
I should say this. What playoff team do you see that can actually dethrone Kansas City from the playoffs?
You're probably going to laugh at my answer.
I know, you're probably going to say Buffalo, right?
No. Well, here's the thing. I think if Buffalo and Kansas City do meet in the AFC Championship game, Buffalo does have a decent enough shot to win.
Yeah, this is just a different team from the first time they played.
Now, in order for the team that I think could bounce Kansas City early from the playoffs is actually, believe it or not, I think Tennessee can do it.
I believe that.
The thing that scares me about Kansas City is that they only have one loss. Sometimes, and I don't think any 15
and it's to a team that's not even going to make it to the playoffs.
Yeah. And we all know that a team like that usually loses before the Super Bowl because they haven't had that big loss. They haven't had that loss, multiple losses in their loss column.
Right. I mean, everybody thought Baltimore had a clear path to the playoffs last year, and Tennessee bounced them.
Exactly. I think there's only been one team.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Tennessee could do it again. If Tennessee does not win the division and they have to go to Pittsburgh, they're going to beat Pittsburgh. Because Pittsburgh almost choked against them the first time.
Yep.
Tennessee's going to beat Pittsburgh in the playoffs. Then they could bounce Kansas City.
Yeah, I could see that. And I think Indy can too. Indy and Tennessee are very similar.
If out of the 8 teams that are still eligible, I know there's 9 teams eligible, but I'm not counting the Raiders. Out of the 8 teams that are still eligible for the playoffs, I only see 3 of them that are not, I hate to say not good enough, but are not, that are not going to make it to the Super Bowl, that can't make that Super Bowl run. Miami, Baltimore, and Cleveland.
Yeah. The thing with Baltimore, I think Baltimore made their run too late, and they're going to unfortunately get the last seed, and they're going to probably run into brick wall in Buffalo or somewhere, or the Steelers or some, or whoever the 2 seed is.
But I do think Kansas City, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, and Tennessee, I think those 5 teams are all good enough to get to the Super Bowl.
Yep, I agree with that.
Okay. Now let's kind of hop over to the NFC side of the picture.
Right.
Now, Clintus, Chicago's still mathematically in it, right?
So Chicago's right now will be the AC.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. So The fight over the seventh seed is going to be between Chicago and Arizona.
All right.
Okay. I think Arizona is going to get it.
See, so here Arizona can clinch a playoff berth, actually, with a win and a Bears loss. Yeah, it looks like it. If I'm looking at a way, if I'm doing it math right, I'll make them.
Okay. I think Washington, and this isn't just me being biased, I think Washington's going to win the East.
Yeah,
no.
I agree with that.
Unless the Giants can pull off the miracle against Baltimore.
I can't let them do that. I got too much riding on Baltimore to win this game.
All right. So, anyway, so let's look at the seven teams, and I'm not going to count Chicago because I really don't think Chicago's making it to the playoffs. Let's look at the seven teams, technically, you know, in that field right now. You have Green Bay, New Orleans. Who's three? Is it Seattle or the Rams?
Seattle.
Right now, it's still Seattle.
Okay.
Right now, teams are officially in the playoffs in NFC. It's just the Packers, New Orleans, and Seattle.
All right. They're officially in, and then your fourth seed would probably be Washington. Your fifth seed would be the Rams, correct?
Oh, correct.
Yeah.
The sixth is Tampa Bay.
And then sixth is Tampa Bay, and then Arizona, right?
And Arizona, yes.
I see two teams in that NFC picture that actually have a legitimate shot to go to the Super Bowl. Okay.
One of them, Tampa Bay.
Not really. I think they're going to try to make a run, but I don't think they're going to get there. To me, it's either going to be Green Bay or Seattle. Because New Orleans, Drew Brees proved he should not have been in the game on Sunday.
So you don't think New Orleans will make?
No, to be honest with you, I'm not sold on New Orleans right now. I'm sold on Green Bay, and I'm sold on Seattle. Because Seattle is starting to bounce back.
Yeah, and the defense is playing well.
Yeah. I was sold on the Rams, but they lost to the Jets, so that screwed that up.
Hey, you can all teams have one bad game. You can't really blame Jets beating the Rams as a any given Sunday, right?
Yeah, any given Sunday. All right, Clinton. They've lost to three of the four AFC East teams. And two of those three AFC East teams made them look like complete jackasses.
Buffalo and New York.
To me, I'll look at...
No, Miami. Buffalo almost were made to look like jackasses themselves because they let the Rams come back.
Oh, yeah.
Take the lead.
Okay.
Buffalo,
no, Miami made them look stupid, and then the Jets made them look stupid.
Yeah.
What made the Miami game worse was that they started a rookie quarterback. That's
right. So, but no, I'm sold on the Packers. I'm sold on the Saints. Or not on the Saints, on the Seahawks.
Well, why not the Saints?
Because they rely a lot. Like, if Drew Brees is not healthy, because you know Drew Brees is going to start in the playoffs, whether he's ready to or not.
Yeah, he is.
Okay? And if he is not ready, they're going to lose. because he's going to play like shit.
I'm not sold on any team in the NFC. It's, they're all inconsistent to me.
I don't know. I think that the Packers, I think, have the best chance of any of them right now.
See, no. I have a problem with the Packers. And my Packers is the Packers are a one-half team. They play good for one half. That can be the first half or give you the second half. They don't play complete for a full game. Carolina should have been a – That should have been a complete blowout, but yet
I agree with you.
They let Carolina hang around and they made Carolina just dangle the feet, and Carolina just couldn't get to meet. They were trying to lose that game and they just couldn't.
Okay, let's do this with the seven teams. Well, eight teams. If you in the AFC, the eight teams in the AFC, the seven teams in the NFC. Let's do this. Well, with the NFC, I'm going to name off the NFC team or an NFC team, and you tell me who they would have the which AFC team they would have the best chance beating in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Okay, we'll start with the we'll start with the Packers.
Packers, I will say the Packers. I'll give them.
I mean, if you have to name multiple teams, that's fine. But the teams, AFC playoff teams that they could beat in the Super Bowl.
The AFC playoff team, I'll say the Packers will beat the Browns. They will beat the Dolphins. And they'll give the Bills a run for their money.
All right. Eric?
I'll say the Browns. I'll say the three wild card teams that are currently Browns and Dolphins. And Colts, because they played each other already and they already. Packers just didn't play the second half. So. Yeah, I'll say those three teams. And Steelers.
All right, so
the way Steelers are playing now.
All right, so you think that the Packers can beat those four teams?
Yes.
Okay. I'm obviously going to say the Browns and the Dolphins. I'm also going to say that they can beat Baltimore. You know, if Baltimore made it in and Baltimore made it to the Super Bowl. Because I'm still counting the Baltimore as a possible playoff team. Okay?
Yeah, and I'll say Baltimore too myself.
All right. Dolphins, Browns, Ravens, and then – I'll throw Pittsburgh in there too, so I'll say Pittsburgh. All right, next up, Kenneth, New Orleans.
New Orleans, I'm going to say New Orleans have a chance. I give them the Steelers. I give them the Browns, the Colts, the Ravens, Dolphins. And I think they might get the Chiefs in a rematch.
But you think they can beat all those teams in the Super Bowl?
Right.
Okay. Eric?
I'll say everybody but Bills and Chiefs.
All right. I'm actually going to say everybody but the Chiefs and the Colts.
Yeah, Colts could give them shit.
All right, next up, Seattle, Kenneth.
See, Seattle, I see them beating Pittsburgh and the Dolphins.
All right. Eric?
Steelers, Browns, and Dolphins.
All right, I'm just going to say the Ravens and the Browns. I think the other teams could get. I think the other teams can take them.
Yeah,
all right.
The way they're playing right now.
This is going to be interesting. Glenneth, Washington.
No one. Next.
Eric?
I'll be nice, and I'll say Dolphin. Sorry, Cody.
The only one here's the thing. There's only one team I could see them beating in the Super Bowl, and that's Cleveland.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to say Dolphins, too.
Nah. I think the Dolphins are a better team, to be honest with you. All right, Clinton, the Rams.
Rams, I want to say Pittsburgh. I'm going to see Cleveland, Dolphins, and Baltimore.
All right. Eric?
I'll tell you the three NFC North teams. AFC North teams. Pittsburgh,
okay.
Baltimore, and Brown.
I think the teams they have the best shot against are Pittsburgh and Cleveland. And maybe Baltimore. So I'm going to agree with Eric on that one. All right. Clement, Tampa Bay.
I will say Buffalo.
You motherfucker.
Cleveland. And Baltimore.
All right. Eric?
Browns and Dolphins.
Okay. Clint, you know
how much I hate
agreeing with you on this show, but I do think that Tom Brady does have Buffalo's number. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Buffalo. I'm going to say Cleveland. And to be honest with you, that's it. I think Buffalo and Cleveland.
I thought you were going to put Dolphins there because he's played Dolphins a million times too.
Oh, all right. Last one, Clintus, Arizona.
Miami. And yeah, I'll do Miami. That's
all right. Eric?
Steelers, Browns, and Ravens.
All right, I'm just going to say Baltimore. Baltimore and maybe Indianapolis. Maybe.
That was fun.
Yeah, so basically what we're saying is, the NFC team we're given the least amount of chance to win a Super Bowl to is Washington, obviously.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But the team we're probably given the best chance to
is Green Bay.
Got to be either Green Bay or Seattle, right?
Yeah. I don't think any of us put the Chiefs in there, did we? I know I didn't.
Possibly no, I don't think think the Chiefs can lose to any of them. Well, I mean, Clint said that maybe the Saints can take them.
I never said the Chiefs or Bills.
Well, Yeah, well, if Buffalo gets to the Super Bowl, I don't want them to play. I don't want them to play the Bucs. That's for sure. Because Tom Brady, like I said, he knows how to humiliate Buffalo.
Yeah, but I can see Buffalo beating them.
So,
what game do you want to talk about next? Most of them were. Talked about the Saturday games. Let's talk about this Eagles game. Well, I'll ask Doug, what do you think of Jalen Hurts? Again, outside perspective.
I think he's a good quarterback. I mean, I can almost see why they went with him in the second round. Here's the thing, and I've said this many times. Carson Wentz just gave up. And he gave up because his confidence is shot. Okay, he had it made in that 2017 season. Frank Reich was his offensive coordinator. He was doing good. Then he tore his ACL. Philadelphia won a Super Bowl without him, with Nick Foles.
Yep.
Then he was not performing up to par in 2018. Nick Foles replaced him again, got him to the divisional. Last year, they backdoored into the division title. They lose in the wild card. Carson Wentz needs to be put with the right coach.
He needs a fresh start.
Doug Peterson is not that right coach.
I agree with that.
Okay. Maybe he'll be better with Frank Reich.
There's,
I think he will.
Also, rumors that he might go to New England. Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I heard about. I mentioned that one too.
Well, Belichick might be able to do something with. Belichick will probably straighten him out.
Kind of did with Cam for a little bit before he got COVID. Cam looked good the first half of the season, if I remember correctly.
I mean, I don't know how well Carson would get along with Josh McDaniels, because to be honest with you, he owes Josh McDaniels a punch to the face.
Because he turned down the Colts job.
Yeah, because he turned down the Colts job after taking it. Because Brady said, no, please don't go. I need you here to suck my balls. So, therefore, that's why Frank Reich got taken from him.
Yeah, but I think Frank Reich would have left.
Here's the thing about a lot of these coordinators. Like a lot of these, especially, let's say, like offensive coordinators that the quarterbacks really rely on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them that I'm afraid of when they take head coaching jobs. Like Eric Bieniemy, the Chiefs guy. I mean, he's got to be, you know, in consideration. He's got to be in consideration for a job.
Yep, he's the hottest meme out there.
What about Brian Daboll, the Bills offensive coordinator?
Yeah. Or even who else? The offensive coordinator in trying to think of a team that's Seattle. Who's the offensive coordinator?
But no, like I fear, especially with Eric Bieniemy and Brian Daboll when they leave. You know, their respective teams. You know, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen may never be the same.
Yeah, because they rely on Aaron Brennan part of Mahomes' success. Same thing in Buffalo.
Right. So, to me, it's just like when you take an offensive coordinator, especially one that the quarterback relies on a lot, it's just you're really taking a quarterback security blanket. Kevin Stefanski going to Cleveland. Stefanski was the brain behind Kirk Cousins last year.
Yeah, he was.
And look at Kirk Cousins
now.
This year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Look at him this year.
He's back to what he was before.
So if I'm Carson Wentz, I wouldn't want to go to New England. Because,
yeah.
Again, well, if I go to New England, I would look at Belichick and be like, can we get rid of Josh McDaniels, please? He fucked me over. Like, he's the reason why my security – he's the reason why I suck, because he took away my security blanket.
These quarterbacks have these relationships with these one in. Look at Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He's not the same since he left. It's ironic that he's the one that left. And now he's been above average.
Right.
In Tampa Bay.
Right. But guys, I'm actually going to hang up a little early because I'm going to go back inside because I actually stepped in a puddle and I'm wearing slippers, so my foot's about frozen right now.
Yes, sir. Are you okay?
So, I'm fine. And plus, we need to – this show needs to move along faster because we got a Patreon to do in a little while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we can probably just wrap up. A little bit. I'm going to get something to eat. We're going to do it for a second anyway.
Okay.
So,
yeah, we'll wrap this.
I will talk to you.
Talk
I will
about.
Talk to you guys in a little while.
Okay.
Sounds good. All
right. Later, guys. All right. Bye.
Later.
Later.
Okay. So, there's a couple games I did want to highlight.
Okay.
So, we signed with the Eagles. The Tampa Bay Atlanta game. That was
another blown lead.
Another blown lead for Atlanta and Tampa Bay. And that stick is
yeah,
my soul.
Yeah. I think we jinxed the Falcons. When you messaged me, we were both saying, I hope Tampa Bay loses. And then they take the lead, didn't they?
They didn't take the lead. They scored their first touchdown, and I messaged you.
Yeah.
Got a 21-point lead.
Because if Tampa had lost, they would be 8-6 right now. Oh, no, it wouldn't matter because the Bears are 7-7, the Vikings are 6-8. But still. Is there any chance that Buccaneers fall to 7 and we get to see Buccaneers and Saints part 3?
I don't think we're going to see Buccaneers and Saints part 3. But why would you? Because that's like, so far there have been 2 major blowouts on the one with
yeah. No, I would just want to see Tampa Bay eliminated in the first round, get blown out. But that's just a dream scenario. What were your thoughts on the Eagles game before we back through the other game?
Yeah. Oh, man. So,
Yeah. Huh?
I really don't know. Oh, so what was she saying? I'm sorry.
No, I was saying, you have any thoughts on the Eagles game?
The Eagles game was everything you can expect from the Eagles. I mean, they fought their heart out. I think Jalen Hurts brings in a different atmosphere, so everybody seems to respect better. And your team evolves better behind Jalen Hurts and Carson Wentz reacts differently. But then again, you realize, well, how long this is going to last. Not going to last a long time.
Exactly. My thoughts are Carson Wentz is probably taking this last snap as the Philadelphia Eagle unless something happens in the next 2 weeks. Indy beat Houston 27-20. That wasn't really a surprise there. Tennessee beat Detroit. Baltimore smashed Jacksonville. Miami beat New England. What else games did you want to talk about?
We talked about the Kansas City and New Orleans. Yeah, well, what you think of the Kansas City and New Orleans? That's the game that we said was supposed to be the game of the week. Do you think it lived up to its hype?
I was watching Red Zone, so. No, because I think Kansas City was in control of that game most of the game, and New Orleans made a run at the end, but it was like the Tampa Bay game where they fell short. I mean, both games ended by 3, so. Yeah, I mean, if it was a healthy Drew Brees, who knows what happened, but he was clearly not healthy. And then they didn't have Michael Thomas either. Why didn't they use, what did AK do?
AK, Alvin Kamara, you mean?
Yeah.
Alvin Kamara?
Yeah, he had a pretty decent game, but they didn't give him the ball much. But they were behind. How about Washington giving Seattle a run for their money at the end?
Yeah, that kind of surprised me a little bit.
Dallas beating San Francisco. That was a shootout. Not nobody even watched. Chicago, Minnesota. I was surprised Chicago won. Minnesota blew their chance at the playoffs. Cleveland and New York. We all expected that. And then last night.
Well, nobody saw that.
I did not see that coming. I had money on Pittsburgh. Damn. But, yeah, Cincinnati had nothing to lose. They just came out and said, fuck it. We have nothing to lose. We're gonna play our hardest and see what happens. Pittsburgh's like, this is easy. We have Indy next week. We'll get ready for Indy. Yeah, Pittsburgh needs to wake up before the playoffs.
That is true.
You have any other thoughts on other games before we move on to our?
I don't have any more thoughts about the games.
Let's do our top 5 teams. I'll start this. I'll say Arizona, number 5. Number 4. I'll say Cleveland, number 2. I mean, number 3 will be Tampa Bay. Number 2 would be Baltimore. And surprisingly, number one, because they got the first win. I'll say the Jets. Because they shocked the world.
They're going to get their win. They're not going to make my list. I'm going to get number five. I'm going to put on Cleveland. Number four, I am going to give to Baltimore. Number three, I am giving to the Packers. Number two, I'm going to give to the Chargers. And my number one, I'm going to give to Tennessee.
Nice. MVP, you want to start tonight?
I want to go with my MVPs. I'm definitely that's a good one because I really don't know. I will definitely say Josh Allen. We won. Derrick Henry be another one, and I will say Leonard Fournette.
I'll say Patrick Mahomes number one, number three. I'll say Baker number two, if he played well. Number one, I'll say Jalen Hurts. The stuff he did against Arizona, that was impressive. I didn't see that coming. And I'll put Josh Allen there, too, number one. I'll give some Philly love there. This week, we don't have any Thursday night game, which is weird. I don't understand why they have a Christmas Day game when they're going up against the NBA. But that's not here or there. They should just have it on Thursday. There's no NBA game on Thursday. Anyway, we have an NFL football game on Christmas Day at 4:30, Minnesota and New Orleans. I'm picking on New Orleans. Is Drew Brees starting?
Yeah, he's starting for the rest of the year.
Okay.
Tyson going back to where he belongs, back to special teams and gadget plays.
I think they should have started Jameis Winston in one of those games. That's just me. Tampa Bay, we have a triple header on the day after Christmas, Boxing Day, as they call it across the world. Tampa Bay, Detroit, they play at 1 o'clock on NFL Network. I am going to take Tampa Bay here. I want to take Detroit, but yeah.
I'll take Detroit in this one.
I'll ride him.
I
don't
want to take Detroit.
I'll take Detroit. I could see it. San Francisco and Arizona at 4 o'clock. Is this game only on Amazon?
Yeah, it's on Amazon and Twitch.
Oh. That was interesting. It's probably going to be the best game of the day. No, maybe not. But I got Arizona winning.
Yeah, Arizona should win this.
And then Miami and Vegas.
And I got Miami.
I got Vegas to turn the pot, make it interesting week 17.
Nah, I'll say Vegas is eliminated from playoff contention.
Yeah, either way, it's probably going to be a decent enough game. Tua against Mariota. Cleveland and the Jets. Can the Jets make it two in a row?
No, that's not happening.
I'm taking Cleveland. The other New York team in Baltimore. Can the Giants find a way to beat Baltimore?
No, they cannot.
No Daniel Jones, right?
No Daniel Jones. Even with Daniel Jones, he'll probably lose even worse.
Yeah. Cincinnati and Houston. I'm taking Houston.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna go Houston with this one.
Chicago and Jacksonville.
Chicago,
you know,
and
what?
Blowout.
Oh. I was gonna say Jacksonville, but I'll say Chicago. Jacksonville's not gonna lose anymore. Chicago. Atlanta and Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Do you think Kansas City will lose one of these games? And if they just lose, like, not
well,
lose on purpose, but
accidentally
lose?
Kansas City will probably lose to Week 17 because if I get this break, I think Kansas City can clinch home field advantage with a win and this week.
Yeah, because they already have the tiebreaker with Buffalo, so they pretty much
They can clinch home field advantage, meaning, yeah, I see them going to playoffs 14-2.
How haven't they clinched it? Because Buffalo, they already have the tiebreaker with Buffalo and Pittsburgh. Even if they lose out and they all finish 13-3.
Well, basically, what they need is they clinch a first round bye with a win. A win in their first round bye.
Yeah, Kansas City in a blowout. Maybe not blowout. I think Atlanta will keep them. We'll fight. Indy and Pittsburgh. Is this a game that Pittsburgh gets it right?
No.
I'll say yes.
Pittsburgh.
Because they're going to win when nobody sees, when everybody thinks they're done. Denver and Chargers. So you say Indy, right?
Yeah.
Denver and Los Angeles, the Chargers. Last time they met, the Broncos upset the Chargers. What happened the second time?
No,
nope.
I won't.
Chargers in the blowout.
Yep.
Carolina and Washington. Ron Rivera and possibly Kyle Allen going to play their former team. I mean, Ron Rivera is. He's coaching against them. And if Kyle Allen plays, he's going to play against his former team. I'm taking Washington
McCaffrey's
to win.
In back too, so it's the best time for Christian McCaffrey to come back.
You're taking Carolina?
Yes, I am.
I'm still taking Washington. Maybe I'll jinx them. Seattle and Los Angeles. I'm taking Seattle.
I'm going with LA. Russell Wilson has been too inconsistent lately.
In the Sunday night game? Should be a good one. Maybe a preview of the Super Bowl. Who knows? Tennessee and Green Bay. The two conference runners up from last year. I'm going to take Tennessee in this one. Green Bay is way too inconsistent when it comes to playing full games. And you can't do that against Tennessee.
That is true. I will take Tennessee in this one.
And Buffalo, New England on Monday Night Football. Buffalo traveling to New England. Will this be a letdown game for Buffalo? Or will Buffalo make a statement and stamp there? Say, hey, this is our division now. And
I'm definitely going to go with Buffalo to win this.
Yeah, me too.
And I say, and New England will suffer their first losing series this season in over 20 years.
Oh, wow. That would be awesome. Philly-Dallas week. Dallas is Philadelphia travels to Dallas. Jalen Hurts plays the first game. The rivalry. Dallas has been playing well. I mean, they played weak teams, but they've still been playing well. They're putting points up. I'm going to take Dallas.
Well, this is basically...
I'm down to Philly. I can't take Dallas. I'm taking Philly.
I'm going to take Philly.
Yeah, I can never pick Dallas against Philly. I'll get
this
shot.
This is basically an elimination game right here for playoff contention.
Yeah, I'll ride with that. I think Philly and Washington might be for the division title unless Washington wins this week. I mean, Philadelphia is going to know they're going to know the result of Washington by 425 anyway. So if Washington wins and New York loses, Philadelphia has nothing to play for. Right?
Not really, because Washington and plays at 405.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm watching.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Chill time. All right, 4:20,
4:05. I saw that game was at 1 o'clock. Never mind.
Nope.
So, Philadelphia will be scoreboard watching at 4 o'clock, 4:25. So, if anything, we can know by halftime if Washington's blowing them out or whatever. We have 2 more weeks into the playoffs, Clintus. 1 more week in the new year. This is going to be an interesting week. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 days in a row. It's going to be a good sports week.
Yeah.
NBA is back tonight. Can't wait.
Yep.
I know you're excited. Lakers.
Yeah.
It started title number 2. Back to back. You think they're going to win back-to-back? They probably will. But thank you, Clarence, for coming on. As always, we'll sign off.
Sign off.
And we'll talk.
Talk to you later.
And, yeah, we'll talk to each other in about an hour. Later.
All right. Later.
Bye, everybody.